And on? Is it on?
What?
That light. Is it broadcasting now?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Dum, 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 dum. Good evening, Corbion Sea.
Really?
My name is Stephanie Wayne, and this is Outside Time.
You cannot be
serious. That name feels more apt than ever, as I am, once again, speaking to you from the literal outside. Yes, that's right, listeners. I'm broadcasting this evening's special show from a woodland in... Well, we think we're just a little way along the coast.
Oh, we do, do we? And here I was, thinking we didn't have the faintest idea where we were, what with having been dragged in every bloody direction known to man by the wind and the waves until I didn't know which way was up, let alone east.
Ingrid's a little emotional after our journey. It didn't go quite as smoothly as we'd hoped.
Just row in a straight line, Ingrid. We're a mere stone's throw away, Ingrid. Row harder, Ingrid. I'm scared, Ingrid.
Well, that's not quite accurate, is it? But it is true, listeners, that the ocean is, as they say, a cruel mistress. Even the most sturdy of heart would have felt a touch anxious in those choppy waters, I can tell you.
I know you've been rowing for 3 hours straight, Ingrid, and you're so tired you could faint, but I can't take the oars for a bit because I'm too busy cradling this transmitter like it's my firstborn child.
Ingrid wanted me to throw the transmitter overboard because it was weighing us down. But I kept thinking of you, listeners, all of you, the Corby faithful, sitting by your radios with bated breath, awaiting news of our fate. I knew I had to protect this equipment at all costs.
Why? So you can whitter away into a microphone and pretend you're a star? Like a little girl singing into a hairbrush. Nobody's listening, Stephanie. Just accept it. The Corby we knew was destroyed. They're probably all dead.
Ingrid! I do apologise, listeners. I'm sure you're not all dead. Goodness, do try to not be so morbid, Ingrid. This is a challenging time for all of us. I was excited about being reunited with loved ones.
What loved ones?
Just ones who I loved. And I'm sure the wonderful people of Corbion Sea are deeply disappointed that our triumphant return has been delayed. It is incumbent upon us to lift their spirits, not dampen them.
It is incumbent upon us to build a fire and a shelter so that we have a chance of surviving the night. Can you help shred this bark, please?
What does that mean? It sounds a bit like a new trendy dance, doesn't it, listeners? Like flossing. Come to a club and shred the bark. Not that there seem to be any clubs around here, but maybe that's even more edgy. Come to a rave in the woods and shred the bark. Shall we have a rave, listeners? We haven't got any music, but I could have a go at beatboxing.
Oh! Oh my God, stop. Please, you can't beatbox.
I know, it was a joke. I was trying to lighten the mood.
Well, don't. The mood is appropriately dark. A bit like these woods will be before long. Do you recall what happened last time you decided we should have a party outside on the mainland after dark?
That wasn't my fault. You said it was a great
idea. Oh, I'm not blaming you. I'm just asking you to shut up and help me shred this bark.
I don't know what that means.
This is bark from those birch trees over there. I need you to tear it into thin strips so I can use it as kindling for the fire. I'm going to try and get some sparks going.
Oh, matron. Now's not the time to be getting sparks going, Ingrid. We've got stuff to do.
No, I know. I meant, you know, literal sparks to start the fire, the bonfire.
I know, it was a joke. Are you okay? You've gone all red.
I'm fine. I'm just hot from lugging logs around while you sit on your arse. Can you please just turn that stupid thing off and make a useful contribution for once in your life?
You spent over a year trying to get that stupid thing working again. You know that broadcasting is my passion, Ingrid. I thought it was one we shared. I'd like to apologise, listeners, for Ingrid's implication that you're stupid.
I never said
you may not be the sharpest tools in the box, but you are profoundly important to me. I love our little radio community. I can't tell you how much I've missed you, listeners, sitting on that lonely boat surrounded by surly and, as it turned out, murderous fishy folk. I would reminisce about your emails and calls sharing tasty new recipe ideas. Even the chickpea water meringue sounded appealing after a while. I was actually fantasising about aquafaba pavlova. And we've always had a laugh, haven't we, listeners? I know these are strange times, and perhaps some, like Ingrid, will claim that I'm not needed now, that my silly wittering on is not useful. But I like to think of myself as a little light in the darkness. If you will, a soothing oral balm. After all, what is life without a little joy?
Yes! It worked. Quick, Steph, bring the kindling.
What?
The shredded bark, quick, before it goes out.
Gosh, would you look at that? It's burning. Listeners, we made fire.
I made fire. You didn't even know about shredding bark.
Well, it's not exactly common knowledge, is it? It's actually quite a strange thing to know about.
Strange.
Strange, but impressive. I'm sure our listeners would love to hear about how you made the fire, Ingrid. Please do enlighten us.
Well, I spotted that there was flint on the beach where we landed, and I knew it would be useful because my matches got wet in the boat, so I picked up a chunk.
Did you? I didn't even notice.
Well, you're not very observant.
I'm incredibly observant.
Anyway, it was fairly easy to make sparks by striking the flint with my knife.
You got a knife?
Yes, it was my anniversary gift from Johan.
How romantic.
It's got a very sweet engraving, actually.
That's nice.
So, I chose this spot to set up camp because of the birch trees. You often find tinder fungus growing near birches.
Listen to this, our very own Bear Grylls. I had no idea you were so outdoorsy, Ingrid.
There are lots of things you don't know about me. Anyway, tinder fungus works just like char cloth, so when the sparks land on it, they become embers, which in turn become flames.
Fascinating. Thank you, Ingrid. And I can tell you, listeners, that we now have a positively roaring fire to keep our toes toasty. It's actually quite a romantic scene. The sun's dipping below the horizon and the trees look rather magnificent, lit up from below by the fire. Don't you just love the sound of crackling fire? Listen.
It is beautiful, isn't it? I just wish the circumstances were different.
Yes, I know you're upset about getting banished.
I just wish you'd talk to me about it first.
And you'd rather be frying a fish over the flames with your fishy boyfriend.
What? No, I wouldn't. I literally left Johan to come with you. And I'll be happy if I never eat another fucking fish again.
Really? Then why were you always going on about how delicious it was?
I was being polite. That's what you do when someone takes time and effort to show they care about you. You show your appreciation.
Yes, well, I didn't have to worry about that because nobody cared about me. No extra grains for Stephanie. What's that?
Shh! Someone's coming. Where's my knife?
Here.
Get behind me.
Hey, hi. Oh, shit, sorry. Are you in the middle of, like, a ritual or something?
What do you want?
Whoa, chill with the knife, fam. I ain't finna hurt you. I thought you lot shunned weaponry and that.
Why are you here?
Why is any of us here? To live, to dance, to sing, to eat pussy under a full moon. Anything can happen when you free yourself from the tyranny of neoliberal capitalist society.
Good evening. Put your knife away, Ingrid. She seems perfectly peaceful.
100%. I'm a pacifist, innit?
Really?
Yeah, fam. I know there's them anarchists that just want to flex, but I'm not about this. I nurture peace in myself.
So you're an anarchist?
Of course.
How fascinating. This is fantastic. You're the perfect guest. Please, tell us about yourself. We want to know everything about you.
What is this? Like a test to see if I can stay?
No, no.
Yeah, something like that. Why should we trust you?
Well, that's not very friendly, Ingrid.
Don't tell her my name.
Yeah, no names, fam.
Sorry?
I'm off-grid, innit? Not that there's much of a grid now, but hell, we don't know what they got. They got access to all kinds of shit.
Sorry, who's they?
Them. The government. The army. The controlling regime.
I see. Actually, I'm not sure I do.
I lay low, all right? I ain't giving nobody my deets, and I don't need yours.
Deets?
Details.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to call you something. How about Anna? Short for anarchist.
Whatever turns you on, fam.
Great. Welcome, Anna. Tell us about yourself. Are you local to the area?
I'm a city girl. Well, I was staying in the city. Now it's bare foolishness, like.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, everybody knows the creatures congregate any place that there's loads of animals. Well, people are animals too. Might not like it, but it's true. Sure, they started off attacking the farms and that, but what they're going to do now all the cattle and them are gone? They're going to eat all the people, no doubt.
Sorry, what are these creatures?
Seriously, you've been living under a rock or what? You ain't heard about the invisible monsters roaming the countryside and tearing apart sheep?
Well, we've been living out at sea with the fish folk. We haven't had access to any news from the mainland. We just arrived here in our boat tonight.
Swear down. Well, get back on the boat, fam. Shit is going down over here. You're better off at sea.
The boat's wrecked. But thanks for confirming what I've been saying all along.
Hold up. If you just arrived tonight, how comes you're like the gatekeepers to the commune?
We're not gatekeepers.
What commune?
The Sisterhood of Sensuality.
The what?
Oh, shit. Are you telling me this ain't the Sisterhood of Sensuality at all? Oh, I did think you seemed kind of uptight, you know?
Oh, that's just Ingrid. Don't mind her. I'm pretty chilled out.
You're bare intense, fam.
Well, I'm passionate and curious. Tell us about this sisterhood. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, like they're all about shaking off the shackles of patriarchy and power structures and just like embracing free love, you know? I've been walking for weeks trying to find them. Oh, I thought I finally arrived.
Oh, no, it's just the two of us here, I'm afraid. And our lovely listeners, of course.
What? What listeners? Who's listening?
The people tuning into my radio.
No one's listening. She's delusional. It's all in her head.
Is it?
Anyway, you're very welcome to spend the night with us.
Thanks. Like, I've slept with worse, can't lie. And this fire is bare cosy, isn't it?
Great. So, tell us more about these creatures. You said they're invisible, and they've been attacking sheep.
Yeah. They only come out at night because they hate light, right? So the government said the cities were safe because of all the electric light. That's why they went to farms and that, because the fields are well dark. So all the country bunkins moved in cities, yeah? But it's been over a year now. And these monsters have literally eaten all the farm animals. There's none left. So what are they going to do? Hang around empty fields? Nah, they've gone back to the cities. The wilderness is where it's at now. Forests like this, they're the safest place to be.
Are you sure? Because we can move.
Yeah, fam. Relax. No better place.
Well, that's a relief. Anna, you said it's been over a year. What's been over a year?
Since the creatures first appeared. Or since they appeared on the mainland, that is. We don't know how long they've been around, really. The government say it all started when this mad rebel woman brought them across on a boat one night. They reckon the creatures can't swim and they were trapped on this tiny, shitty island, Corny Satin. But this woman, this radio celebrity, right? She was all about spilling the tea on the government's lies, telling them to fuck themselves in the airways and that. And she broke out and brought the monsters with her. Oh, what's her name?
Stephanie Wayne.
Yeah, that's it. Weak name, but she sounds like a bad bitch, innit? I'll party all night with her bad self, no lie.
That's me. I'm Stephanie Wayne and that is not true. Corbion Sea is not a tiny, shitty island. It is a delightful town.
What? You're Stephanie Wayne? Why are you being quizzing me when you're sitting on that bad boy piece of information?
None of that's true.
So you didn't say fuck the government live on air? That weren't you?
Well, yes, I did say that, actually.
Bruh, you're sending me, fam. You're like my hero.
I have always thought of myself as the voice of the people.
Oh, all the people, fam. I stumbled across your bonfire. This is fate.
I built the fire, actually, and I produced the radio show. It was me who got us on the FM wavelength when they shut us down.
Yeah, fam. I am in the presence of anarchist royalty right now. Although, I am low-key vexed with you. Those monsters ate my one true love, Lizzo.
They killed Lizzo?
Yeah, my pet rabbit. That bunny was elite, fam. Everyone loved her. Anytime you put some tunes on, she'd go up on her hind legs and do some mad belly dancing thing. She made me laugh till I cried. I saw her explode midair. Shit was gnarly. Get that the revolution comes with casualties, yeah? But she was an innocent bystander. It's not like she was some fat city cat getting rich off the system. She was our bunny rabbit. Why did she have to die?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think she did. I would never condone killing a dancing bunny. That sounds dreadful.
But why did you bring those monsters over from Corny-on-Sea?
Corby, I didn't. I ran away from them as fast as I could.
You didn't bring any monsters anywhere.
So what did you do? What was your big rebellion against government?
We just arranged a sort of party. We thought the government was lying to us. They told us not to leave our houses, but they didn't tell us why. It was like they wanted us to be scared, sending us guns and I don't know. Maybe we should have just followed the rules. Maybe if we just stayed at home that night, nobody would have died.
Maybe they should have told us the truth then. If they just said, don't go out after dark because there are fucking terrifying, massive, invisible monsters that will tear you apart, we probably wouldn't have gone outside. I mean, why all the mystery?
Because they made the monsters.
What?
Think about it. These creatures were clearly created by the government as a weapon of war.
Do you have any evidence of that?
It's obvious, fam. You're just too brainwashed, you can't see it. You think the people in power must have your best interests at heart, yeah? That they must be a good reason for everything? Sorry to shit on your parade, but they don't care about you. They only care about their own bank accounts. We're getting played, fam. They're getting rich while our bunnies get eaten.
They were very secretive about the whole thing. I mean, why did they send Ingrid a letter saying she'd been made redundant and tell me she'd gone out of town and replace her with Simon?
He was creepy. And he didn't even know how to screen call.
Why did they replace Linda's dog with a completely different dog? Why did they replace Gillian with a cardboard cutout? And Jerry the ferry? They convinced people it was normal for people to be made of cardboard. People are supposed to be made of flesh and blood, aren't they, listeners? I felt like I was going mad. Even now, I'm doubting myself. It all sounds so absurd, doesn't it? Like some sort of fever dream.
That's exactly what they want. They're gaslighting us. We can't trust anything they say. At first, they claimed the cattle were running away. Then they said it was some sort of mad cow disease and there were no corpses because they had to burn them. So much bullshit. They only admitted that the creatures existed when someone recorded it on their phone. A pig exploded in the sky. And then everyone's phone mysteriously stopped working. And suddenly, there's this story about this rebel who let the monsters loose.
Me?
Yeah, of course. Why didn't I see it before? You were just a distraction. Everybody's focused on trying to hunt down this Stephanie Wayne, so they...
People are trying to hunt me down.
Oh, yeah. There's a bounty on your head and everything. Like in the movies, innit? Oh, shit's crazy, fam.
Why didn't you tell us this before? Turn that off. Steph, we have to stop broadcasting. It's not safe.
No. Oh, no. Not again. I will not be silenced. My listeners are relying on me and I will not let you down, Corbion C. We are coming. We will return to the place where it all started and we will uncover the truth for all to hear.
Oh, shit. You don't know, do you, fam?
What?
About Corby.
What about Corby?
It's like a police state or something. You can't go there.
What do you mean, a police state? Have you been there?
No, as if I'm stepping to that. But I met this dude that escaped.
Escaped?
Yeah, they got like a massive wall surrounding the town. They claim it's to keep the creatures out, keep the people safe, yeah? But they won't let anyone leave. It's some proper Guantanamo shit, if you ask me.
Who told you this?
I don't know. No names, innit?
Great. Super reliable information, then.
What was he like? The man you met?
He was cool. His dick was a bit too big, truth be told. But he was bare good with his hands.
Sorry. Did you have sex with him?
Of course, I'm a hedonist, ain't I?
I thought you were an anarchist.
Exactly, society is a failed concept, right? How else do you explain these monsters?
I thought you said the government created them as a weapon.
But why, fam? Why? Open your eyes. They are symptoms of something rotten at the very core of everything. What drives our society? Greed. Ugly, selfish, bottomless greed. So why would I sign a social contract agreeing to be subject to the hateful desires of the white man? Why should I break my back just to be subjugated again and again? Nah, I reject that. I follow my own desire. And what do I desire? Now that I'm free of the pressure of societal shame constructed to keep women small? What do I desire?
Sex?
Joy. Pleasure in all its forms. Erotic pleasure. Physical ecstasy. Sex. Food. Music. Cold rain on my naked hot skin. You
desired me?
Yeah. What do you desire, Stephanie Wayne?
Gosh, okay. Well, I'd like to know more about this man you met. I might know him. Not his penis, I wouldn't know that, but other things. Corby's quite small, you see, and a lot of people were fans, so what else can you tell us about him?
He was tall, and he loved Black Sabbath.
Max! That's Max!
Well, we don't know that.
A tall heavy metal fan. Who else is it going to be, Ingrid? Oh, Max! I'm so grateful you're alive! You were always a rebel at heart, like me, fueling the revolution with ice cream. I'm sure it will be a huge relief to our listeners in Corby to hear that Max is alive and well and spreading the word about the appalling conditions there. Dear listeners, dear Corbion-C, your pain is my pain. You are subject to a deceitful, corrupt regime determined to keep us in the shadows, but no longer, I say. I will pursue the truth at all costs. I will not stand idly by as my good name is tarnished.
Steph! You are so sexy right now.
Who? me.
Morally indignant rage is my jam. The passion, the conviction, the fire. My pussy is dripping like an ice lily in August over here.
Wow. Excuse me, that is deeply inappropriate.
Oh, my bad. Are you two a thing? Sorry if I didn't get that vibe at all.
No, me and Ingrid. No, 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 no.
Hey, it's cool. Ingrid's hot too. In an ice cold bitch that might kill you after she comes sort of way. There's enough for me to go around, ladies.
Oh,
trust.
Oh my God, what's wrong with
Chill
you?
Chill out, fam. I'm bored of talking, innit? Let's party. Here, have some mushrooms. I found a massive patch a little ways back.
Oh, yes, please. I'm starving.
Wait, are these psychedelic?
Yes, Grandma. And they're so good, they'll dislodge that stick that's up your ass and make you ride it like a broomstick. Right up into the stars.
Gosh.
I don't think so. I need to keep my wits about me in case of danger. And Steph's a consummate professional. She'd never get high whilst broadcasting.
Oh, yes. That's true. We are live on air and my listeners are relying on me.
No offence, but your listeners must be well stressed, Stephanie. This is some heavy shit we've been debating. Can we at least have a tune?
Oh, yes. Music would be marvellous, Anna. We always used to have a song. Can you play us something from your boombox?
I thought you'd never ask, fam. This is a beautiful tune to get high to. If any of your lovely listeners would care to join me.
Not that we're condoning the use of illegal drugs, of course.
I am. I'm condoning hell out of it.
Right, okay. Well, I don't suppose we're following the rules anymore, are we? So that's probably fine. Listeners, if any of you is offended by Anna's enthusiasm for drugs and sex, I do apologise. Anna, what's the song you're going to play for us?
Don't know, fam. It's from a mixtape my mum made back in the 80s. I found it in the deck.
Oh, how exciting, listeners. A mystery song coming to us through the mists of time.
Right, come on, you two. Stretch out, relax. Are you sure you don't want no shrooms?
I really shouldn't.
I got a spliff in here somewhere, if that's more your
thing. Just play the song, will you?
Right, right. Chill, fam. Here it is.
You can see, but I know you're
beautiful. Thank you, Anna. Listeners, I must confess to being unexpectedly moved. Oh, Ingrid, are you all right? Did it get to you too? Ingrid's crying, listeners. I don't think I've ever seen Ingrid cry.
Don't.
Oh, Ingrid, don't be embarrassed. I understand how you feel. It's so difficult when there's an unsurpassable ocean between you and the person you love, and you daren't put your feelings into words for fear of being ridiculed. You become closed off, emotionally mute, but under the surface, a torrent of emotion rages unseen.
Yes. Wow. Steph, I couldn't have put it better myself.
I'm sorry. I should never have mocked Johan.
What?
I'm profoundly grateful for the sacrifice you made, coming with me. You are so selfless. I really admire you. I could never do that. It's destroying me, being away from my love. Poppy, if you're listening, I'm sorry I left you. I am coming home. I am not afraid. I will scale that wall and I will rescue you if it's the last thing I do.
It will be the last thing that you do.
Pardon?
Sorry, fam, that sounds very romantic and everything, but it's a suicide mission. You get within sniping distance of that wall and they will shoot you on sight. No lie.
They won't see me. I'm not just going to stroll up to the perimeter, am I? It'll be an ambush.
You just announced it on national radio, Steph.
I thought you said nobody was listening.
That's when I thought they were all dead. Turns out they're all locked up instead, if we believe this random sex-crazed stranger, which you seem to.
Yes, I do. Which is why we have to save them.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Sorry, Steph. You're on your own. You go running to darling Poppy, who, as I remember it, barely returned your calls. I'm out. I think I'll tag along with Anna. Check out this sisterhood. Sounds substantially less likely to end in agonising death.
But you're not an anarchist. You love rules and order. Chaos makes you panic.
Anarchy isn't about chaos, Stephanie. It's about small-scale community support rooted in absolute equality between all members. It's primarily a rejection of hierarchy. It's actually got a lot in common with Quakerism.
Whoa, check out the dark horse of anarchy over here. That's deep, fam. Respect.
Ingrid, please. It would mean a lot to me and the listeners if you came.
Would it? What would it mean to you? Not the listeners. You.
What would it mean? Everything. Everything rests on this mission. The fate of everyone we care about. The fate of Corby itself.
I don't care about Corby.
Ingrid. I apologise, listeners. You are, of course, at the centre of everything I do. And if Ingrid lacks my commitment to our community, then I will simply have to go it alone. That is, unless... Would you care to join me, Anna?
Nah, baby girl. You're moving mad, innit? I admire your bad bitch energy, big time, but I value my life, so I make a point to avoid densely populated areas with no clear escape route.
Right, fine. It looks like it's just you and me, listeners. In the fight against tyranny, Stephanie and Goliath, if you will. I feel your faith in me, and I will not let you down. Tonight I must rest, but at first light, I will set off on my heroic quest, undaunted by what lies ahead.
Give me some of those mushrooms, will you?
I am Stephanie Wayne, and this has been Outside Time. Until next time, in the words of Angelina Jolie, be brave, be bold, be free. This episode of The People Outside was written by Bella Heesim. Ingrid was played by Bella Heesim, Anna was played by Emma Dennis Edwards, and Stephanie was played by me, Helen Duff. Sound of the Ocean was an original song written and performed by Dog in the Snow. Sound design by Kieran Lucas. The producer was Oliver Seymour, and the creative director was William Drew. Series 2 of The People Outside is made with the support of Arts Council England. Visit our website, www.thepeopleoutside.com, to find out more and listen to other episodes.